I've got.
Thanks, Dave. And then Mr. Pate?
Yeah, just a couple. I will be attending the legislative conference as well, but only on Monday, so I'll be there on Monday for that. Did have a learning community meeting on the 8th of January, primarily to elect the officers of learning community. It's the same officers, basically, that have been on officers for the last 4 years, so nothing has changed that. So Lorraine is still the chairman, and Mike Avery is the vice president or vice chairman of that learning community. So it's the same group of people that are leading that learning community. I did make a suggestion, however, that they consider doing what we do in Millard, which is having a rotating basis so that we don't get the same people in the same positions every year, which has happened. And the administrative committee is going to take that up in their next subcommittee meeting that they have, because I just think it's good. There's plenty of people that can serve in those positions, and I just think that'd be good policy. Also had a presentation from Lisa St. Clair and Gladys Haynes. From Educare. Educare is has several sites around the city dealing in early childhood, and they showed some of the results of the programs that these kids are going through, and very, very informative and very similar to what Andy and Terry presented to us last week as well, in terms of the benefits of early childhood education. And very, very interesting information, obviously, and good stuff from them. We do also have another Learn Community Board meeting this Thursday, so I'll be attending that as well. Just looking at the agenda for that, there's really nothing earth-shattering on this agenda that I can see. We will be approving, I assume, we'll take under consideration anyway, the contract with Buffett Early Childhood. Other than that, and then we've taken legislative positions as well on Thursday, and that's going to be interesting because all of the bills will be introduced through Wednesday, and so the legislative subcommittee is going to meet after the meeting or before the meeting on Thursday to form their position, and I find that very difficult to do in such short time, but that's where they're going to operate. So it'll be interesting to see what positions they take on these bills that come out. And that's it.
Great. Thank you, Mike. Just have a few. I will actually not be able to attend the NASB legislative conference on Monday, so I won't be there. I do have, I will be at the strategic planning session, and looking forward to reading at Sandoz tomorrow. So outside of that, those are the only updates I have this evening. So that'll move us into the reports from the student.